You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Hen.
Oh, look up the Henlock spell. And let's say it's a dot that lasts for 10 seconds.
34 accurate.
And Hotbox.
You can actually feel the tip.
Just the tip?
Greetings, my little Cadbury eggs, and welcome to episode number 89 of the Training Dummies podcast, recorded for you on April 6th, 2015. My name is Rob, and I do more than just level alt. And with me tonight is not only one, but two cans of LaCroix sparkling water, all the way from my refrigerator. What is going on, Rob? I can hear the people asking right now. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what's going on. My bro-host, Hend, left for his annual trip to go down to Mexico to work on his untan. And I felt like the weight had been left upon my shoulders to bring you guys something to listen to in his absence. We've been doing this for going on 3 years now, and I felt like it was my time to just to give it a shot, to see if I could hold the reins, if I could do this solo, if I could give the people what they need. It's going to be a different show tonight. It's not going to be normal. It's not going to be typical. There's going to be a lot of non-Warcraft related content, so if you want to just hit delete right now, I won't be offended. It's fine. But what I decided to do, kind of at the last minute, but not really, I'm going to go ahead and do like a Q&A kind of thing. So it's going to be some Warcraft, some Blizzard, some not, some music, some food, a little bit of everything. And really, honestly, I'm driving, so you will else listen to every word I have to say. Little throwback to The Wedding Singer there. Awesome. Love that film. Good stuff. So what I did was I put a call out asking for a bunch of questions, and even at the last minute I told people that everybody who had sent me a question was going to be entered into a contest where I was going to give away one of those Google Cardboard VR headsets, and I'm still going to do that. I don't know what that looks like yet. It'll probably be after the fact, to be honest with you, so we'll figure that out. I'll do it. You guys are awesome. You deserve it. I got some of those, and I may give away a couple more later. We'll have to keep an eye out. But I would say that's enough of me talking, but we're just getting started. We got plenty more to go. First up, I put a lot of questions from my Ask profile, too, because I was getting a lot of stuff there. So if you don't know what that is, you're better off anyways. But I got a total mixed bag. We're just going to jump into it here. First question is from Karen L. It says, who is your famous quote-unquote nerd? And I had to think about it, but honestly, I gotta go with Wil Wheaton, because who doesn't love Wil Wheaton? You know, he does a lot of the cool tabletop gaming videos, and I don't know, he's got some street cred for me. He went from being the Shut Up Wesley back in the old Next Generation Star Trek series to, I don't know, he seems like a really cool guy. I've seen him in a couple other places. The show Leverage that I watched on Netflix. It's like, I don't know, it's like a cheesy Ocean's 11-ish kind of like, you know, cool music in the background. We got to steal back from the bad guys to pay back the people that got ripped off kind of thing. But whatever. Yeah. All that was to say, well, Wil Wheaton. So there you go. Next question was from Jetrix. He said, what celebrity you'd most likely, well, let me try that in English. Celebrity, we don't edit on this show. We don't. I'm not going to do it. You're just going to have to deal with it. The celebrity you'd most like to do a podcast with. And honestly, dude, I could probably go on for days, but I'm going to have to go with Dave Grohl, because that dude has been my role model for years, and I love Dave Grohl. Or Joel McHale. And if you don't know who that is, he hosts The Soup. It's kind of a pop culture celebrity show where they just kind of rag on everybody who thinks they're cool, but they're really not. But and he's in the show Community, which is awesome. Love that show. But both those guys are great. I really like them both. They're down to earth. I've seen them both. They're very cool. Joel McHale, my wife and I went and got to see him do stand-up several years ago, and it was hilarious. The dude is awesome. So thank you, Jetrix. Next question we got from Raquel Towers, and I got a lot from Raquel Towers. So I'm just going to go down this list because Raquel sent me a lot over Ask, and I think there's some good questions in there, but I'm just going to get through them because Raquel knows how to ask questions. That's definitely, she could put that on her resume as something that she does with prowess. But this one says, milk chocolate or dark chocolate? And the answer is yes, please. I love chocolate. Indeed. I actually like white chocolate too. Dark chocolate used to be my favorite, but I think white chocolate is it's kind of creeped up there. So, next question. If you could defect to the other side, Horde to Alliance or Alliance to Horde, would you consider it? Hashtag Warcraft. I tried that. Didn't go over very well. And honestly, I don't really have a reason to defect. I've been playing Horde primarily since the beginning, and I have a lot of friends that play Alliance, but there's kind of no reason to. Alliance are kind of crybabies, and I just doesn't suit me. I say that with all seriousness. Alliance, you hear me? Bring it on. Next question. What's your favorite Azeroth or Draenor music themes? The Pandaria character selection screen? Does that count? I'll probably get into it a little bit later. Somebody asks another question about Warlords of Draenor, but I don't know, man. The music isn't kicking my butt, I guess. I'm kind of happy for the jukebox thing, I guess. But next question. Who would you really like to have as a Garrison follower? Honestly, I vote for Basic Campfire. That dude would be OP. I know. I understand. It would just be too much. He could probably solo all the missions, but I don't know. That's my guess. I wanted him for Warchief, and it kind of fell through, so I thought maybe at least he could be a Garrison follower. They could make it up to me. Next question. Garrosh Hellscream. What are your thoughts about him? Great Warchief? Ruthless leader? Misunderstood leader? Fighting for the orcs? And honestly, I don't know. I don't hate him, but I certainly don't want to be him. I think Thrall had a lot to do with how Garrosh turned out, and we got into it quite a bit on the episode with Antistigny that we did recently. We kind of talked about his arc and how he ended up, and how Thrall kind of, I guess, I don't know, dropped the ball, so to speak. You know, he kind of drug him out of his environment and brought him over and gave him some power and, you know, put him into a leadership role, and it just kind of went downhill from there. So I don't know. I thought it was a cool twist on the raid boss, you know, end of expansion kind of thing. You know, I know everybody's kind of, Siege of Orgrimmar is almost a bad word at this point, but it was good. It was a good raid, fun mechanics, a lot of stuff going on. But yeah, I don't know. It was good to see him go, I guess, if I can say that. It's kind of jacked up. I don't know. Next question is from Lord Kaladar. If you could choose one battle pet to be your real life pet, which one would you choose? That's a super hard question for me because I'm not super into battle pets, but I do know that the little panda dude that I got from the, at some point he came out in Mists of Pandaria, he's awesome and he knows Kung Fu. So need I say more? He's basically a monk for your monk. So yeah, awesome. Next question is anonymous, so unfortunately, these anonymous ones, I get a lot of those, they're not going to be entered in for a chance at anything, unfortunately. But this question says, what would the animals say if they could talk? I believe they would say, get off my lawn. I need some sort of sound clips in here, but, next question. If you could send one tweet to yourself from 10 years ago, what would it be? And that's also from Lord Kaladar. Oh, man. Tweet myself 10 years ago. I would probably have to say, get a job with Google and don't wait so stinking long to do what makes you happy. All right. Next question, back from Raquel Towers again. What would be your fantasy perfect tattoo if you desired one? Well, I have this really cool one that I've been planning for years, but I've never gotten around to it. And it's basically a pirate treasure map style that looks like the scrolls have been kind of rolled open and you're looking at the treasure map. And that would probably just be a whole back piece So I'd love to do that. I think it'd be cool. I don't know. Maybe I'll get to it. I have a couple other tattoos that I would probably do before I did something like that. I definitely want to get my son's name. And I don't know. I'm starting to run out of room, though. But so I have to pick and choose a little more. But next question. What's the latest project you're working on? Well, this has been in the works for a long time, and I haven't really nailed it down yet. And to be honest with you, tonight, me recording by myself is a little bit of a litmus test to see how that would go. But I'm working on a new show concept. It would be kind of variety, entertainment, a little more, you know, music, movies, my opinion on things, rambling, fun guests, people that aren't necessarily Warcraft related. But yeah, thinking about doing that. It's in the works. I think it'll be really fun. Branch out. I've got a lot of really great friends that are into a lot of cool things, and they're interesting people. And I like to kind of talk with people and tell stories and stuff. And some of my favorite podcasts are the ones where you kind of feel like you're listening to friends converse, and you just sit there as you're driving, and it just makes you laugh, and that's good. And that's basically what I want out of this stuff, is just to have a good time and to hopefully get a few laughs, you know. Next question. If you have a jukebox, what song are you currently playing in your garrison? It's kind of what we talked about a minute ago. You know, I did get the jukebox, but I haven't played with it a whole lot. I turned on the monk music. And I've done a couple of tried to go and farm some of the scrolls. I went into ICC. That's actually the one I really want, is the ICC music. But you actually have to get that from the Lich King. And it's not hard to solo by any means, but it does take some time. So doing that each week is I don't know. I was trying to go for Invincible for a while, and I still haven't gotten him yet. So maybe that'll just be a twofold reason to run ICC, to get that scroll for that music and Invincible, you know. Invincible. Next question is another anonymous one. It says, what's the best prank you've ever played on somebody? And I'm imagining this was with April Fool's that we just had, but it's hard to think about it. I have this really good friend of mine. His name's Ryan, and we used to play pranks on his roommate every year. I mean, we did like the stupidest stuff. One year we swapped we put his box springs on top of his mattress, and then when he went and jumped into bed that night, he said, we were just sitting there, we just heard it, like all of a sudden this oh, and we went in there, and he about broke his hip jumping into bed. But I think the best prank, though, was one year for April Fool's. We took every single light bulb out of his entire house, like every light bulb. He was gone for a meeting. And when he got home, we had rearranged all the furniture as well. So, I mean, we put couches in the kitchen. We moved the bed into the living room. We did everything. His whole house. This was like a two-story house. We completely rearranged. So when he got home from his meeting, he realized that there it was. Everything was not what he thought. He walked in, the lights were out, and we were hiding, and we were giggling like little girls, just waiting for him to get home. And he's in there trying to figure out where everything's at and stumbling around. And he ended up sleeping on this couch that was in the hallway. And then the next day, when the sun came up again, we had to help him put everything back together. But yeah, that's the kind of stuff, you know. No one got hurt. Well, he kind of did, I guess. But, you know, it was fun. It was worth it. Sorry, Rod, if you're listening. Sorry. It was worth it. I'd do it again. Next question from Raquel Towers. If you had several minutes of Blizzard's ear to give them your ideas, rant, raves, etc., what would you like to share with them? You can be mad, glad, sad, but be respectful, please. Honestly, I don't want to cheese out and give like a dumb answer, but here's my thing. I have a lot of things that I would want to discuss, and there'd be a lot of questions more than ideas, I guess, because they do so much there, and it's really hard to criticize the things that you don't understand. And I would rather probably ask questions to try and figure out what's going on. You know, what the heck is, what was their plan for garrisons, really? You know, the whole, like, we want to push people out into the world, take away flying, so everyone's got to be on the ground, and do all these things to try and, you know, immerse people a little more. And then there's garrisons, which is like, your soloed instance of nothing. You've got your pets, you've got your NPCs, and you've got nothing. I mean, it's things like that that I'd really like to sit down and go, like, what were you thinking? What's going on? I guess I'm one of the people who's of the opinion that I don't like no flying. It's not immersive for me. I don't enjoy it. It's not fun. I don't feel like, oh, wow, because I had to run around this hill here to go and find this guy over behind a tree, that just totally, like, enriched my experience. I'm the kind of guy who's like, just let me fly on my mountain over there. Let me go find the guy. Let me do my thing. And I am equally enriched by the time I spend in the air. I know not everybody agrees, whatever. It's fine. That's just my opinion. All that's to say, really, though, that I love what Blizzard does. I think there's some great people over there, but I do have a lot of questions. You know, I just don't get it sometimes. But next question is from LeGrayson. He says, what is the best rotation for an Affliction Warlock multi-target? Well, LeGrayson, against two or three enemies, you want to use your normal rotation. I'm going to assume that you know what that is. You're going to keep your dots up on the others. Starting, if you hit the point where there's about three or more, if you have Soul Burn, you need to use Haunt. As long as you have Soul Burn is up and you have more than four Soul Shards. I don't know how much that helps, but if there's four or more enemies, you should start replacing Drain Soul with Seed of Corruption as your filler spell. So you will use Soul Burn with Seed of Corruption to apply corruption, and then you'll prioritize using Agony over Unstable Affliction. If you need Burst AoE, you should just spam Seed of Corruption, and the dots will have enough time to tick. Cataclysm, I believe it's one of the talent tiers. Use that on cooldown. Unless you need to delay it to let it hit a few more targets, you know, if you're waiting for big pulls, you know, to get everything lined up. So, yeah, LeGrayson, hope that helps you out. I am not an Affliction Warlock, but, you know, it's basically a matter of keeping your dots up and then swapping out Seed of Corruption the more targets there are. So, next question is from Epic Insanity. He says, whatever happened to that one podcast that used to answer all those Warcraft questions? I heard they died in real life. You know, I do know exactly what happened, but I don't think it's my business to share, and I think that they've all kind of moved on to bigger and better things, so, it actually turned into several other good projects. We've got Frozen Nerds, we've got the Knights of Ebon podcast, people have paired up with Catalyst Gaming Media, the D20 Crit Network, which we're also a part of, so, I don't know, I think things turned out pretty well in the end. Next question is from Poikle Satin, which I always want to say Poikle Satan, but I know that's not right. Poikle says, what is the best hunter pet in game right now for this expansion? You know, honestly, there's no right answer besides Sporebat, but you pretty much need to use what makes you happy, because being a hunter is all about your pet. And other than that, unless you're running a group where you're missing like a stat buff or a spell power buff or something like that, where you need a specific pet to provide a buff, it's all up to you. I like to use this ghost wolf, and his name's GTFO, and he's really cool. He's a great hunter pet, so maybe a ghost wolf, a little like one of those iridescent white wolf guys. Yeah, that's how much I know about hunters. Poikle also asks, what should I undelete first? Shaman, Rogue, or Warlock? You know what? The answer to me is pretty clear here. It's going to be Shaman. Shaman will bring you great joy. You've got Enhancement. We've had Serenity Saz on the show. She's proven to us that Enhancement is the jam. You can solo things. You can tank things if you want, practically. You've got Resto spec, you know, you can heal, you can stay back, you can You can provide that lovely health that everybody needs so badly. You've got elemental. I mean, you get spam chain lightning. Who doesn't love the spam chain lightning? I mean, that's a win-win right there. So definitely your shaman. Number two on the list, I'd say warlock. Because, you know, in honor of my bro host, and I actually played my warlock a little last night, and that was pretty fun. I was like, okay, this isn't my main, but this is cool. I like it. And then rogue, don't ever undelete your rogue. In fact, roll another rogue just so you can delete it. Stay the heck away from my leather. Next question comes from Candace off Twitter. How do I handle multiple caster pulls as a mid-level monk tank? And I kind of asked a couple of questions. I said, which class? And she already said monk. But of course, there's kind of different ways to handle this with different tanking classes. And then I asked her, are you running with pugs or friends? Or, you know, what kind of groups are you with? The main thing with tanking as you're leveling up is people are insane. They don't care. You cannot run fast enough. There's nothing you can do, period. That's all you can do is just hope for the best. I'm not sure what level your monk is, but if you have Dave, also known as Black Ox Statue, that dude is so OP. It is insane. He is a better tank than I am, honestly. So throw down that statue, and that thing will pull some serious aggro. You throw that over next to a caster, or even going into a group, you can throw that into a group, and it'll hold some threat for a minute while you get your... get your stagger going. I know you mentioned monks specifically, but other tanking classes, with a paladin, you've got your Avenger Shield, throw that out there. That'll actually interrupt the casters, and then they'll come into you. Warriors have heroic throw. The thing that you need to do is glyph heroic throw with a glyph, I believe it's called gag order, and that'll actually work as a silence. So if someone's caster's over there in the corner, you can use that heroic throw as like a ranged way to silence people, and then they'll come running back into the group. That's really cool. Death Knights, of course, they've got the death grip. I mean, how are you going to argue with that? You know, get over here. And who else we got? We've got Druids, of course. Who can forget Druids? They have the Fairy Fire. Fairy Fire. The deal with that is, I believe you also have to glyph that to get a silence in it. But Druids are pretty mobile, to be honest. You've got Charge, if you spec into that. You've got Skull Bash, which is an interrupt, and you can get back over to your group anyways. The main thing that I learned watching some of the Preach videos, if you've ever watched those, he talks about when you're tanking, what you want to do is create like a little ball of death. And that basically means you want to keep all of the mobs as bunched up as possible. That way you can really... you can really just kind of let the people unload on them, but you could still hold aggro. So whatever your class is, you know, if it's a warrior, you want to be thunderclapping, you know, with a monk, you want to be, you know, keg smash on cooldown. It's one of the best abilities in game. It's a huge threat generator and it hits like a truck, and it's a kind of an AOE thing. So you want to try and keep everything as tight as possible. So sometimes what you want to do is pull the groups to the caster rather than, you know, there's a caster way off to the side and you're just trying to figure out how to handle it. You know, monks have other things like paralysis too, which is like a CC. So if people aren't going to break your CC, that's a good way to do it. But I don't know. I would say, you know, low level stuff, just do your best because people are kind of impatient. They just want to go for it. You mentioned having like mages and warlocks, and you know, if you have anybody in the group that has a silence, if you're running with a friend who, you know, shaman's got their silent interrupt, and you know, I know priests have one too. A lot of times, if you know, one of the DPS or even the healer can do a quick interrupt on those guys, and it'll interrupt their cast, and they'll run over to the group. You're good to go. I hope that answers your question. I felt like I kind of rambled on that one a little bit, but. It's good stuff, man. There's a lot of nuances to tanking. So, Mouse Divided. Next question says, Imperior Thrasian. I think that's his name. One of the new Hearthstone cards. Overpowered or perfect for balance right now? My opinion is a great card, but it doesn't auto win. You know what? My opinion on Hearthstone is that I'm a net deck kind of guy, to be honest with you. I know I can... Oh, oh my gosh, what the heck. So the thing is that I've gotten into Hearthstone and I enjoy playing Hearthstone. I can say that because Hand isn't here to tell me no. I am not that good. I got to rank 10 last month, mostly with Facehunter. I was playing a bit of a Mech Shaman. I have a Blinktron Freeze Mage. I don't even know what the heck all these weird, you know, archetypes are, but I do well. With Warlock, Mage, I have a pretty cool Priest deck. But the thing is a buddy of mine, Ignatium is his Twitter handle. He helps me out with a lot of this stuff, and he follows the pro streams. He's very, you know, he knows what's up. You know, he was really excited for the new adventure pack, and he was telling me all about the cards and what they do, and, you know, kind of how the meta worked and what we're going to look for and all this stuff. So usually when I have a question, I go to him, or I'll net deck and, you know, type in like, you know, whatever class I want to play, and then build something off of that. But what I did do was I asked my buddy this same question, and he said that he kind of agrees. But this particular card, the Emperor Thrasian, he works really, really well in the Ramp Druid. It's kind of like adding extra innervates to your deck that keep getting value every single turn that he's alive. So seeing that the deck is based around the Force of Nature, Savage Roar combo, it's easier to spend 7 mana than it is to spend 9. So that also has potential for a second Savage Roar to be played without an Innervate, which is insanely strong for a 3-card combo at 22 burst. I guess it's technically a 4-card combo, but Thrasian can be played anytime and make that combo work as long as you're holding at least 2 pieces of that combo in your hand. Other than that, it's a great card, but just not good enough to be called overpowered, I guess. 5/5 for 6 mana. He almost never gets more than one turn, unless you can use him to bait out removal or something else. You know, whatever your opponent's going to try to do to counter that. I'd like to really thank Ignatium for kind of helping me out with that explanation, because honestly, like I said, I love the game, but I'm not a Theory Crafter, I guess. You know, I beat the expansion Wing 1 last week that came out. You know, I beat it in like 30 minutes, but I got these new cards and I'm like, great, what do I do with these? You know, this resurrection card or whatever, the everybody get in here card, man, I'm like, I'm not really sure what to do with these, but I guess, you know, once you start seeing them played a little more on the ladder, then I start going, oh, okay, that's a good way to use that, or, you know, maybe I'll swap that out with, you know, I don't really need the ooze anymore, maybe I'll swap in one of these guys, or, you know, that's about that. Epic Insanity also asks, what's your favorite kind of Hearthstone deck to play? I kind of talked about that a little bit. Hate me if you want, but Facehunter is fun to play. But the thing is I'm not like strictly Facehunter. I'm not that guy. I like to play it because it's just dumb. It's easy to play when you're on the iPad laying in bed just chilling. Nah, whatever. Mech Lock was really fun. I've got another. I don't know what all the names of them are. Freaking Burger King Warrior. Isn't that something? I don't know. I need to come up with like Brisket Druid. I'm gonna make a new deck and I'm gonna call it Brisket Druid. It's gonna be the new rage. You watch. Everyone's gonna be playing Brisket Druid here in the next. It's gonna be the next big meta. You watch. You'll love it. Epic also asks, what's your favorite hero in Heroes of the Storm? Honestly, I don't know. I've played several. Some of them are fun. Some of them I have no idea what the heck is going on. ETC, Elite Tauren Chieftain, that dude rocks. Dude, he seriously rocks. You know, I'm kind of getting the hang of, like, the dudes have knockbacks and, you know, Lili, the way that her support works as opposed to Malfurion. You know, I guess my favorite types of heroes to play, I kind of like the support classes. They're kind of fun. I think I like those maybe a little more than the Warriors, which is funny because I've been tanking in WoW for a while now, but I don't necessarily like the tanky tanks in Heroes. Because it really, I don't know, I feel like I don't know when to lay off. I want to go in, I want to punch stuff, and then you die, and that's not fun. So, Jabu asks, is Rob the Canadian? I forgot. And for that, I am sorry. No. But I feel like at this point, we have enough Canadian people on our raid team, and I'm friends with a lot of Canadians, so maybe I'm honorary? Maybe I'm an honorary Canadian? I don't know. Is that a thing? Next question. Elizabella asks, I want to know how he finds the time to game and still be an involved parent. I'll tell you how I do that. Parenting comes first. Always. I don't game when the kids are up or when the kids are around. And gaming can be done at nighttime after the kids are in bed. So that's how I do it. I've got a 1-year-old and I've got a 9-year-old. They're both awesome kids and they're both a lot of work. And, you know, you can't really game when it's time to be a dad. So, yeah, you just got to put your priorities where they lie. You go through seasons where you get to game a little more. You go through seasons where you don't get to game that much. And you just have to be okay with that and know that your kids are more important than a video game. So, Strumpet asks, what team should I use to beat Veshar for his part of the awfully big adventure achievement? Well, Strumpet, I am not huge into pet battling, but I believe Chrominius is one pet you're going to want. You're going to want to take Arcane Explosion, Ancient Blessing, and Surge of Power. Another pet you'll want to take is Mechanical Pandaren Dragonling. You'll want to take the Breath, Thunderbolt, and Decoy. And then I believe for that achievement, you need to have the Elec plushie. I'm pretty sure. I'm not entirely sure how that achievement works, but the way I understand it is you want to start with your plushie out for one round, then swap in Chrominius against the Great Kaliri, and spam Arcane Explosion. You can use Ancient Blessing around half HP if you need to continue to spam Arcane Explosion until Kaliri dies. When the Apexis Guardian comes out, switch to your Mechanical Pandaren Dragonling and immediately use Decoy to negate his Entangling Roots. After that, use Thunderbolt and then Spam Breath. I know it's the ability Breath, but Spam Breath, I think that's something else. That's, some people are into spam, I guess. Spam Breath until it dies. If your Dragonling dies, that's okay. You could finish him off with Chrominius. When Darkwing comes out, he should pretty much almost be dead by that point because of the AoE, and you should get an easy win. Hope that helps. If not, blame the internet. Strumpet also asks, how many hero skins will Salty buy and not play? The answer is 12. I'm not going to tell you which ones because that would be rude. Another question from Strumpet is, how do we get Molson to come back? The answer to that question is, if you set Molson free, if he comes back, he's yours. If he doesn't come back, then it was never meant to be. Next question is from Spider Cav, and he says, when I move to Austin next month, can I get a food tour? And the answer is, heck to the yeah. I cannot wait. Hit me up when you're out here. And there is a ridiculous amount of awesome food here in Austin, Texas. And I know where a lot of it is. And I'm still learning where a lot of it is. So this will be an adventure that we can take together. Next question is from Bags Balto. I don't know if I said that right. Bags Balto. Question is, so what's the story on this new guild? I want the dirty details. There are no dirty details, really. It just boiled down to Hans and I, you know, the kind of the agenda and what we wanted to do with our raid team and what we wanted to do with the guild. We talked with our friends from the other guild and decided to go ahead, and it's not really a branding thing so much, but it's more of just the way that we wanted to run things. And so we decided to go ahead and start a new guild. So, you know, it's sad saying goodbye to the old one, but it was for the best, really. And Had One Job as a guild name, honestly, pretty much sums up our raid group as a whole. You had one job, Kranos. You had one job. Next question from Rosemary. I guess it's not really a question so much as it is a comment. Rosemary says, new to the show. I loved it. Callie, this is the first time I've desired to try a monk. Thanks, all. You know, I've been preaching the monk goodness for a long time now, but there's something about having Callie on the show that definitely made things better. Callie is awesome. She knows her stuff. Super easy to listen to, and definitely made it a good episode. So, if that's what it took, then we win. The monks win. We win. Next episode, man. Next question is Dazman Daddy. The new patch lacks content. Do you agree? Is WoW going stale? Time to unsubscribe until better content? The H1Z1 is fun. All right, 6.1. You know what? It's not even 6.1 for me. I don't know if I need to duck after I say this, but I don't really care for Warlords that much. It is not kicking my butt with awesomeness. This is probably... I'll put it to you this way. In Mists of Pandaria, I think I may be off by a couple, but I think I ended that expansion with 28 max level characters. And right now, I have 3. That statement right there sums up how I feel about Warlords. They're done so many things right, and the story is cool, but just... I don't know. It's just... It doesn't feel alt-friendly. It doesn't feel... I don't know. There's a lot of things that are difficult, and you know, I'm not going to sit here and bash it. It's just not hitting that sweet spot for me like it was. I do feel like it's a little bit stale. I am definitely not going to unsub because the way that our guild group runs and the culture that we have among our friends is just too good. Kranos and I have been leveling up some warriors. He's tanking, if you can believe that, and he's doing a rad job at it. So, I'm fury warrioring with him, and it's stinking awesome. Spamming those two buttons is probably the most fun I've had on a warrior in a long time. So it's awesome. I guess the whole thing boils down to, are you having fun? And if you're not, that's totally cool. And I think that's kind of, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't say this too loud, but Blizzard is kind of right now what they're doing with Hearthstone and with Heroes and with Overwatch around the corner is they're building on that franchise to give people more options. Because a lot of people are just tired of MMOs. They've been playing them for years, and it's the same thing day in and day out. And if it's not hitting a good note for you, there's other things to do. So... I don't know. Unsub if you want. I'm not going to. I got a good thing going on. I enjoy it. But I log into, Hearthstone or Heroes. So, Failcapped asks, I would like to know what is Rob's favorite WoW lore character. I got to go with Arthas, to be honest with you. I started playing in Wrath. I'm a Wrath baby. I did not raid in Wrath so much, but, I got pretty immersed in that story. Everything from Wrathgate to everything that went on there was just, I don't know, I loved it. So, I gotta go with Arthas. Maybe honorable mention, Thrall. I like Thrall. He's a bro. There's a few Alliance characters, but we won't get into that. Next question is from Paleo Salty. He says, PlayStation or Xbox? And the answer is Wii U. Wii U. I don't know. Honestly, from what I've heard, I'm not too big into consoles. Since I've moved here to Austin, it's going on 10 months. I have not even hooked up my consoles. I got an Xbox sitting there, just giving me sad eyes, and the Wii... just sitting there being sad. No, I don't know. I'm finding the entertainment that I need in terms of gaming right now with the limited time I have. I'm getting that need filled with pretty much anything in the Blizzard franchise. So, and no, I'm not a Blizzard. I'm not in their pocket or anything. I got plenty of trash to talk, but yeah, they're hitting it for me. And last question over from Facebook, Jan, good old Jan. Man, I miss something suggestive. I wish you would do that again. It was such a rad show. But Jan asks, would you ever name your child after anyone from Warcraft lore? You know, it's a good question. I probably would. My wife definitely would not. So if that ever happened, I would have to try and sneak it in there as some name that I really liked. Yeah, at this point, I've got my two kids I'm not planning on having anymore. I've hit my limit, and so it probably won't ever happen. But if it does, I don't know. Maybe something. You know, Onyxia. You know, hey, this is my son, Onyxia. No, wait, this is my daughter, Onyxia. No, see, it's, I don't know. It doesn't work. Well, thanks, guys. Been pushing this out a little bit here. Man, 40 minutes. Holy crap. Okay, well, thanks so much for listening. It's a short episode, but it's probably going to feel like a really long episode. So I really, really appreciate you guys sending the questions. Big shout out to Hind and all our guildmates over at Had One Job. You know, we're doing pretty good. We're progressing through BlackRock Foundry. We got some new bosses down. Things are going good. I'm loving it. Having a great time. Monk, Brewmaster Monk is still the best class ever. So that's it. Thanks for listening. There's some sort of outro thing that I could read at this point, but I really appreciate your time. You know, it's everybody's interaction and feedback that's really the reason that we do this. Leave us a review over on Stitcher or iTunes. You know, 5 stars is cool. Just don't be a dork and leave 0 stars or whatever the heck it is. You can find us on Twitter, and we will keep you updated on all of the things. I am at Rob Copeland. Hind is at Hind_TTD. The show is at Training Dummies. And we'll see you next time. We've got some more good content coming up, so stay posted.
So until next time, don't be a dummy.
Woo-woo!
Let us take the beating for you.
Woo-woo!
I rolled a 20.